everybody, and welcome to another episode of Between the Lines, brought to you by Kearney County Library. This is Richard again, bringing you some information about the library and some local events for this upcoming weekend. One of the things that the library will be doing here shortly is going to be our Fall Story Hour. The theme this year is Pop Open a Good Book, and it'll be starting from September 8th and go through October 17th. You can come by the library and sign your children up that are 3 to 5 years old, and they can attend one session per week. You can also call the library at 355-6674 and see which sessions still have room, and we can put your child into the story hour. So be sure to give us a call. Some of the upcoming events in our local area, one of them begins in Garden City. They have a wild affair at the Lee Richardson Zoo on Saturday, September 6th. And it is expected to be a wild night at the zoo this year, offering a night under the stars featuring live music, live and silent auctions. So if you're interested in that, you might want to check into that. The doors open at 6 p.m. Food to be served at 8 p.m. Tickets are $45 and early birds $40. And all proceeds will be going towards their primate exhibit. So if you're interested in the Lee Richardson Zoo, that might be an activity to do for this coming weekend. Also in Garden City, they are having the Garden City Charity Classic Tournament, and this is the official qualifying tournament for the LPGA. So if you're interested in the LPGA, this is the unveiling of the Garden City Charity Classic. The tour will take place at Buffalo Dunes Golf Club in Garden City, and the event will showcase 144 of the nation's top women golfers who will be competing for a purse of $100,000, and the winner's share set at $15,000. This premier event, which is a first for Garden City, begins on a Wednesday, September 10th, with the Garden City Charity Classic Pro-Am, where both men and women will have a chance to play with the pros. Team tickets are $1,500 per team of three, and a single ticket is $500. First round play begins Thursday, September 11th. The final round of play Saturday, September 3rd. For more information about the tournament and to purchase tickets, contact PGA professional and tournament director Cole Weisinger at 620-276-1210, or you can email them at cole.wasinger@gardencityks.us. So be sure, if you're interested, to contact Cole. Also in the area, on September 6th, on this weekend, Scott City is having the Scott City Showdown of the Plains Air Show and Barbecue Festival. So if you're interested in that, at 6:30 a.m., the breakfast starts by Chris Cakes. It's $5 per person and goes to 9:30. At 7 a.m., there will be a 5K fun run with registration beginning at 6:30 a.m. Then at 7 a.m. through 11 a.m., the fly-ins will start arriving. And from 5 in the morning to 5 p.m., free hot air balloon rides on the Touchstone Energy Cooperative balloon. And there will also be helicopter rides at $40 per person. You'll need to contact Randall Lauder at rlauder@ssbscott.com or 620-214-2877 to schedule the rides. At 8 a.m. till noon, there will be free Young Eagles rides and simulator practice flights at the Spencer Flight and Education Center. From 8 in the morning to 5, they'll have the inflatable games for kids. It's $2 a day. At 11 a.m. and 2 p.m., the barbecue portion of the day will be held. So be sure to stop by the barbecue vendors. They'll enjoy a tasty treat with the barbecue. Then from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m., they have the new High Energy Air Show. So you'll want to be sure to be there for that. And then from 3 to 5, vintage rides on a 1945 P-51 Mustang, 1945 T-6 Texan, Beach C-40 Expedition, 1940 Stearman, and tandem parachute jumps. So again, contact Randall Lauder at 620-214-2877 to schedule a ride. And some of the other things in Dodge City, they will have a Craftastic Junk Fest starting at 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the United Wireless Arena. The description for this event is, do you have a garage full of treasures that you're ready to purge? Do you have a love for all things vintage? Then the Craftastic Junk Fest is the event for you. Vendor booths are $25, and you can call 620-317-7390 to get you a vendor booth. And general admission will be $2 on the day. If you're interested in something a little bit outside of our area, Wichita on the 7th, which is a Sunday, has Lyle Lovett and his large band performing at the Orpheum. And doors will open at 6:30 p.m. Upper balcony tickets are $60, $65 for lower balcony, and $69 for orchestra. If you're interested in looking into that, you'll need to go to WichitaOrpheum.com and go to their events page and click on the calendar, and you can buy tickets that way. So if you're interested in that, be sure to check that out. Also, during this time and for several weekends to come, there's the Kansas City Renaissance Festival, which is in Bonner Springs, Kansas. It's already been going on, and it goes through October 13th. And you can go to kcrenfest.com or kcrenfest.com for information on ticket prices and being able to purchase tickets online. There are several different weekends that have themes, and we might go through this, some of those periodically throughout the different shows. But if you're interested in the Renaissance time frame, this might be something you'd be interested in going to. And again, do not forget about our event here at the library. Our Fall Story Hour is picking up with Pop Open a Good Book. Again, it will start September 8th and run through October 17th. Be sure, if you're interested, for your 3 to 5 year olds to sign up. And we can either do that here at the library, or again, you can call 355-6674 and get with one of the librarians, and they will find a session that's open and available for your children to be signed up in. I believe that will do it this go around. So until the next time, bye-bye. For Kearney County Library, this is Richard. We are located at 101 East Prairie Street, catty corner from the Lake and Elementary School. If you need to get in touch with the library, our phone number is 355-6674. For additional library information, you can visit our website at kearneycolib.info, kearneycolib.info, or you can visit our Facebook page listed under Kearney County Library. Thank you, everyone, for listening. We look forward to seeing you at the library.